If you look for the patterns, if you look for the patterns, you'll be able to predict people. If they wear red shoes, I already know everything I need to know. If they drive a blue car, 90% chance, this, that, and other. If they drive a red car, 90% chance. They drive a gray car, gold car, any, you see, here's the thing. You might say, that's impossible. Yeah, right, whatever. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. You notice the prophets, most of the prophets, there was a few that probably didn't, most of them lived out in the woods. Jesus, the disciples. They were separate from civilization. There's patterns in the Bible. There's patterns in reality. There's patterns on the outside because that reflect the inside. Nothing is hidden if you understand the patterns. Nothing is hidden if you understand the patterns. This is one reason the devil can attack you, because it says in the Bible, King of Tyre, you could solve all mysteries, but there's one mystery he couldn't solve, and that's Jesus going to the cross. Prince of Tyre, King of Tyre, you could solve all mysteries, but there's one mystery he couldn't solve. His pride, you know. So it is kind of dangerous when you see this as a holographic story playing out in front of you based on the heart of man. And so the flesh creatures are just like a tire. The car cannot travel without air in the tire. And so the flesh creatures are just like the tire, where the rubber meets the road. They are brute beast. They are bankrupt. They're running on a flat tire. And everything out of their mouth will represent their heart. And so everything on the outside, the way they dress, whether they got tattoos or not, whether they, all these things point back to what they are in the heart. That's kind of dangerous because you don't want to judge people, but you can judge to protect yourself. You don't want to judge somebody's eternal security. That's not your job. But the Bible says to make sure you judge, because you got to protect yourself down here. That's what the whole book of Proverbs is about. Judge them. Judge their words. Judge their actions, their behavior, how they treat others is how they're going to treat you. That's across the board. That applies no matter if it's a job, a marriage, family, whatever. Neighbor, friend, the way they treat others is the way they're going to treat you. Watch them. Pay attention how they treat others. They're treating you the same way. Obvious. It's a no-brainer. 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 The way they treat others is how they're going to treat you. No-brainer. All things are revealed in the storyline. You got the Holy Spirit. You're outside the storyline looking in. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You've already seen it 1,000 times. You got one, let's say you have two children. You know one of them is always, one of them's a good kid, and the other one's always getting into trouble. You already know when they're trying to play a little game with you. Did you stick your hand in the cookie jar? No, it wasn't me. It was Johnny over there. He's the one that did it. You already know he's lying because you've been dealing with him for 1,000 cycles. And that could be minute by minute, hour by hour. You know, you go through enough cycles, you already know the game. It's a holographic, repeat, simulated storyline. And if you see that 3D is no different than a book, then you're reading the same pages every day. Once you watch enough movies, let's say you watch all the time travel news, they're all saying the same thing. You watch the scary movies, they're all saying the same thing. You watch the romance movies, they're all saying the same thing. So even in your reality, the people you rub shoulders with, they're part of the storyline. And nobody can escape it. I promise you, pay attention to red shoes and look at the people wearing red shoes. And talk to them and see what you see. There's a pattern.